All right. Are the mics on?
We're live.
Okay. Everybody, I'd like to welcome you to the Wednesday, May 21st, 2025, Taney County Board of Adjustments meeting. Cody, if you can, we'd like to have the establishment of the quarter, the explanation quorum, explanation of public procedures, and the presentation of exhibits and governing statutes.
Okay. Cory Robach.
Present.
Rick Persinger.
Here.
Rick Cotto. Trent Edwards.
Trent, that's
Trent.
Present.
David Hart.
I'm here.
All right, everybody. Good evening. Welcome to the April 21st, 2025 Board of Adjustment meeting and public hearing. The hearing process is guided by Missouri Revised Statutes, Taney County Zoning Regulations, and the Board of Adjustment Bylaws. Public hearings are held for each variance or appeal requested and filed with the Planning Department. At this time, I'd like to enter the following into evidence. Exhibit A, Taney County Zoning Regulations and Zoning Maps. Exhibit B, staff report for each case. Exhibit C, staff file including all relative information for the Taney County Board of Adjustment for each case. Exhibit D, the Board of Adjustment bylaws. And Exhibit E, it will be the audio files that is being recorded tonight. For each application, a staff report will be presented followed by questions from the staff. For the staff, if you'd like to comment on any application, please fill out the sign-up sheet at the front of the room. Before addressing the board, turn in your completed sheet and state your name. Everyone who speaks must be sworn in, as you will be given sworn testimony. All comments and questions must be directed to the board and not to anyone in the audience. Speakers who are not directly involved in each case are limited to 5 minutes. All right, now I'm going to give you your bylaws real quick. The Board of Adjustment has the following powers and responsibilities. To hear and decide appeals when it is claimed there has been an error in law regarding an order, requirement, decision, or determination made by an administrative official while enforcing county zoning regulations. Number two, to hear and decide all matters referred to it or those that it's required to determine under the zoning regulations adopted by the county commission. And number three, to authorize a variance from strict zoning regulations in cases where a specific property faces unique challenges, such as unusual narrowness, shallowness, shape, topography, or other exceptional conditions. This is only allowed if the strict application of the regulation would cause significant and demonstrable hardship to the property owner, depriving them of reasonable use of their property as opposed to just granting them a privilege. Any relief granted must not harm the public good or undermine the intent, purpose, integrity of these zoning plans and regulations.
Okay. Thank you, Cody. Anybody would like to go ahead and swear everybody in that is going to be speaking tonight? Everybody that is going to be speaking, if you would, raise your right hand. Say, I solemnly swear to tell the truth to the best of my ability.
I do.
Thank you. Okay, our first item is to review the March 19th meeting minutes. Board, has everyone had a chance to look at the meeting minutes?
I've looked at them, and I'd move that we accept them as written.
Okay.
Trent, I wasn't present, so I'm not going to be able to vote on this one, so you'll need to second that if you review.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and second it.
Okay. All in favor of accepting the minutes, say aye.
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 Okay.
For the record, I'm abstaining.
All right. So that our first item is 2025-010V, Casey and Ken Craig. If you guys could please step forward and state your name.
Casey Craig.
Kenneth Craig.
Thank you.
Let me read the request.
Yes, please.
The Craigs are seeking a variance from the setbacks variance approved on November 12, 1997 for Yogi Bear Jellystone Park Camp Resort. The application is seeking a 1-foot front property line setback, 9 feet less than the required 10 feet. You guys remember this is a little tighter down in that area. 1 foot back property line setback, which is 4 feet less than the required 5. And 1 foot 6 inches side property line setback, which is 3 feet 6 inches less than the required 5 on each side. Allowing for a single family home to be built, 1 foot from the property line, 1 foot from the back property line, and 1 foot 6 inches from the side property line, as per the variance approved on November 12, 1997. So let me give you a little idea of what we're talking about here. So once again, this is case 2025-010V. So we're down here in Jellystone, 65P Highway. I think you guys know where we're at. So it's one row back from the main drive, Clevenger Cove Road, on Sherrill's Way right here. A little closer view of it. You can already see that this house here has encroached that property line. I think it's an older structure. It's been there a while. Zoning's R1, just to give you a heads up. I want to make sure we keep that kind of straight, so it's residential. So I got some pictures for you. So I think at this time, I don't know if they pulled this RV out, but they demolished the deck. They've been working on it. As you can see, this is the property to the north of them, right on the property line here. Here's the property to the west. This would be the east side. They also own this lot over here. So they own two lots. Like I said, you can see they're in the demo process of taking down this older structure. I tried to shoot another angle here, trying to get you down the property line on the back. And this would be the property line to the west. And from what I can tell, they're going to build over in this area. I think this structure is coming down. But I'll let them speak upon that when we get to it. This is the property line to the east. And this is the other lot I was telling you about. Let me back up here and show you. So if you see, this is what we're speaking about. This is the other lot they also own right next door to it. So that's why I'm trying to give you an idea of that retaining wall that right here. This is roughly the property line. This is the front. So as you can see, this is the house to the west. And I would say the right-of-way line somewhere in here. I don't know quite for sure, but it wasn't marked when I was out there. But I'd say the house is going to be encroaching out in this area. That's a picture from their builder of the structure they're wanting to build. And your guys' packets goes in a lot more detail, but kind of gives you an idea. And with that, I'll turn it over to you guys.
Hello. So our builder, our contractor, is actually coaching his son's last softball or a soccer game, and he said if you had any questions that's more detailed than what we're going to talk about, we can call him if we need to. So we are requesting this variance because this isn't just about a house. It is about making a home that works for our family's very real and very personal needs. We are planning to eventually move here full-time with our daughter, Stella, who is wheelchair-bound, and every square foot of this home has been thoughtfully designed around her care and her ability to live life as fully and comfortably as possible. Due to the small lot size and odd shape, we've already reduced the overall footprint of the home and adjusted the layout to be as efficient and minimal as we can, while still allowing for accessible bedrooms and bathroom that gives us the ability to assist her. We even tucked in a loft to give the flexibility we need without expanding the ground level footprint unnecessarily. The covered patio that nudges into the setback is a key part of that. It is not just a luxury or an afterthought. It is where we'll be able to get Stella in and out of the vehicle safely and out of the weather. It is also space where she can spend time outside enjoying some fresh air while still being protected from the elements. Without this, we lose a crucial part of what makes this home truly functional for her. We're not asking for more space just to have more. We're asking for what we genuinely need to make this work for our daughter and for our future here. This home is being built with purpose, and this variance is what makes this purpose possible. And I think you had the question about the awning. Our plan was to either move it or demolish it, depending on where we went from here.
Can I ask, did I understand you guys have two lots then, so it's lot 73 and 75?
Yes.
But I see the building's only on 73. What are you going to do on 75?
We wanted to keep it for, with our daughter, we have a large Sprinter van, and so just kind of the way it appears at the home, when you get that property, we would just kind of keep it for some ancillary property, like an outdoor sitting area. And then if you're, if we're like weighing in which lot we felt would be better to build on, I did not. We have the neighbor directly behind us, and we didn't want to obstruct her view. And then plus with the area in front of us, I was thinking of views for posterity, and there's a slight like floodplain that I'm not sure anybody in front of that property could build on, and so I thought it would be best to secure Lake Vista as well.
There's always the possibility if we needed to financially to sell the other lot, we could keep everything on one lot and have to sell the other lot if needed.
Is it possible for you to do a longer, thinner building that bridges both of those two lots that has not as great of a setback?
I think we would still run into the same issue or a similar issue. The way that the house plan is, the bedrooms are on the back, and then there's just a very small living room kitchen on the front. I don't know if we could really shorten those bedrooms any more than what they are. I'm not sure, but that is definitely something that, you know, we could have our contractor comment on now. If you want me to give him a call, I can.
I'm trying to think. Yeah, actually, if you don't mind. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So Corey, you're right, they could marry those lots.
Yeah, marry the lots, yeah. As opposed to having one 30 by 30 building, could you have a 15 by 60 and now you don't have the great setback issue anymore? I don't know what that means for usability of the house, though. A 15 foot wide house may not be feasible.
Hi, Justin. We have a question from the committee for you, and it's actually, do you want to just say that again? Or
Sure. So the question is, right now I think we have roughly, is it a 30 by 30 building? Could you theoretically make it longer and thinner? So 15 by 60, same square footage, or is that not a usable footprint that you'd be able to actually live in? I don't know that you would meet the setbacks, but it may not be a 1 foot setback. Now you may have a 5 foot setback between houses.
I think they're also talking if we did that, we would marry the two lots. And so then the house would be on two lots.
Yes, sir.
If we marry the two lots, I guess my question would be
1 second. Sorry, 1 second.
So Trent's raising the question that they're not combined lots and they may not be able to do that. I think you would be able to if they're owned by the same owner. They can just marry the two together.
Yeah, we allow that in the county, not to be surveyed into one lot. You're right. We can marry those with a structure.
Yeah, well, Trent lives out there. Is there something?
Is there a covenant issue or something?
Is there a covenant or something that we don't know about, Trent?
Yeah, there's a covenant issue, I believe, with it. But they would just want to verify that. But I think that there's something about not be able to combine lots.
I can speak to that.
Sir?
We'll get a chance of it, yeah.
We'll have a chance to address that in a moment.
I don't know that I got his response after all. I think we're talking the same
time. Justin, go ahead. We were waiting for another committee member. Go ahead.
No, so my only concern is even if we narrow the house up and we combine lots, is that we would still be encouraging back on the front side towards the road because of the geometry of the lot itself.
It's angular. Yeah, it's in on the middle.
Yeah, that's true. You'd still have a setback issue.